story of Mert and Marv. Mert is a very happy girl. The great and famous Frances Hayfield has assured her that her new featured role in The Pleasures was given her because of exceptional talent, and not merely because of the widespread publicity she received when she was acquitted of the murder of Ray Hunt. The show is going to Chicago, where Mert will step into her new part. There's considerable excitement around the theater as preparations are made for the trip. The girls have been busy with extra rehearsals, costume fittings, and other production details. In just a moment, we'll join them for today's episode in the story of Mert and Marge. Margie Minter's mother, who has been staying with her for the past month, is going home. Marge and her foster brother, Jimmy, have gone to the station to see her off. Margie's talking to the man at the ticket window.
Will you please give me a one-way ticket to Oneida, New York? Yeah, all right, thanks, mister. Come on, Mother, we'll have to hurry or you'll miss the train.
It's all right, baby, I'm coming.
Gosh, we should have started earlier. It's your fault, Jimmy Minter. Why didn't you get to the apartment sooner?
Oh, gee, Marge, I got there as quick as I could.
Oh, here, you take that big suitcase, and I'll carry this bag.
No, have we got everything?
Oh, I hope so. Gosh, women carry a lot of junk. Let's get a red cap, huh?
Oh, no, we'll manage all right, Jimmy. Now, listen, you take those packages from Mother. Gosh, you're lazy.
Oh, I'm not lazy. I'm just tired.
Oh, I guess I haven't much time, have I, Marge? You know, I wanted to say so much to you before I left.
Oh, gee, Marge, I've been in New York a month. You should have had time to say everything.
There are always so many things to say in the last minute.
Well, you only got about a minute to say them in.
Oh, gosh, here we are. And here's your ticket,
Mother. Thank you, darling.
And, Jimmy, take those things in and find a nice seat. And pile all the stuff on it, you know, so no one can sit with her.
Gee, do I have to carry all of this?
Well, there's no porter on a day coach, Lazy.
Oh, all right. Give it to me.
Now, baby, you'll be sure to write to me every day from Chicago.
Oh, yes, Mother, and Myrtle will write, too. We'll send you all the notices and tell you all the news.
Oh, I'm so glad everything is all right and you're both happy again. But you'll be so far away from me, oh, dear.
Come on, Moms. Come on, get on the train.
All right. Jimmy, come up and see us when you can.
Yeah, I will, Mom.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, darling.
Kiss Daddy for me and tell him to write.
Yes, dear, and don't forget I look for letter every day now.
I won't disappoint you. Goodbye, Mommy.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Moms. Children. Kiss Myrtle again for me.
Oh, take care of yourself, Mom.
I will, darling. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, come on, Marge. What are you standing there crying for?
Oh, I won't see her again for a long time. And I've gone so far away from her.
Oh, come on, Marge. Everybody's looking at us.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Jimmy Minter. You men don't know a thing about women except how to make trouble for them.
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Let's get a taxi. I'll tell you exactly what I mean. I've got plenty to tell you.
Hey, taxi! Hey, taxi! Well, where do you want to go, Marge?
To the theater. I've got a rehearsal.
Right to, mister.
Hey, Fields Theater.
Okay.
Why don't we have to take a cab, Marge? It's only a few blocks.
Well, I'm late, Jimmy.
Hey, tell me. Where's Mert? Why didn't she go to the train with you?
She had to go to an early rehearsal.
Oh. Gee, it's a swell day.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I'd like to go fishing or something.
You'd like to do anything except work.
What's the matter with you, Marge? You're kind of crabby today, ain't you? Well, I guess I'll get out at the next corner and walk. It'll do me good.
You're going to stay right here in this cab until we get to the theater. I want to talk to you, Jimmy Minter.
All right, go ahead and beat your gums. I don't have to answer. Hey, say, look at that window. Gosh, I'd like to have some of those swell blue shirts.
You stop evading my questions.
Questions? What questions?
Why aren't you working?
Oh, that. I am.
Well, now, don't you lie to me, Jimmy Minner. Myrtle or her mother don't know this, but I called up that laundry company, and they said you didn't work for them, and they'd never even heard of you.
Say, you got a lot of nerve calling up my place of business.
Well, Mother wondered why you didn't come to see her while she was here, and that's why I called up. I didn't tell her what they told me. I didn't want to hurt her. I was really surprised to get you at the place you said you lived. They told me they didn't know when you'd be in and that you weren't in most of the time.
Well, didn't I call you?
Yes, finally. And you just made the train this morning. You only came to see Mother 3 times the whole time she was in New York.
Oh, gee, Marge, I'm busy.
Well, doing what, Jimmy? Tell me, what is your business over in Newark? I know you're not driving a laundry truck, as you said you were. Are you getting into some kind of trouble again?
Ah, can't you lay off a guy, Marge?
Now, listen, never mind that line. How about the money you said you won on the racehorses? Is it still in the bank?
Hey, look here. I guess I can take care of my own business.
Oh, please don't waste that money, Jimmy. You said you were going to pay me back what you owe me.
Well, of all the nerve, with the dough you make every week and that $300 that comes from Oneida to the folks every week.
Oh, it's only business, Jimmy. Can't you see that? As far as the allowance that comes from me, I've insisted on Daddy putting in a store to try to build it up. Listen, Jimmy, I haven't told Myrtle, but I'm telling you. The allowance didn't come last month and might stop coming again like it did once before.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Oh, just a minute where we're at the theater. Listen, will you pay the taxi fare, Jimmy?
Gee, I only got a buck on me.
Oh, well, I'll pay it. Here you are, driver.
Thanks, miss.
I want you to walk down to the stage door with me, Jimmy. I want to finish talking.
No, I'll see you some other time, Marge. I gotta go.
I want to talk to you right now, Jimmy. The show is leaving town Friday night. I just know if I don't have this out with you now, I won't see you again for perhaps months.
Oh, all right. Let's go. Well, what is it you want to say?
But, Jimmy, Myrtle had quite a lot of money in the bank. And it must have cost her a lot for the trial. I don't know much about those things, but I'll bet it did cost her a lot.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, she's given you money on several occasions, and I want you to pay it back to her. And pay me what you owe me.
Well, if you two ain't a couple of grasping dames.
You owe it, Jimmy. And you have the money to pay it.
Yeah, you should know.
Oh, be careful of that money. Jimmy, don't spend it foolishly. Listen, if my allowance should stop coming altogether, you could help Dad and Mother. Never helped them in any way. Jimmy, you could go into business with Dad. You could be his partner. Why don't you do it? I think it's a great idea, and it would make him so happy.
Well, if you must know, I haven't got the money. I invested it in a business with another fella. He's been in a racket for years.
You've gone into business?
Yeah.
With a partner?
Yeah, and when things pick up, we'll make a lot of jack. Little Jimmy's gonna be rolling in dough, Marge.
Oh, I hope so, Jimmy.
And this guy's on the level, all right? He's hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got the license and a lease. I furnished the place, mm-hmm. And it's pretty swell-looking, too, Marge.
Oh, gee.
Sure. Of course, we got a lot of competition, but we're scouting for trade. As soon as they get to know us, well, I tell you, we'll be Jake.
What do you sell, Jimmy?
Pretty good stuff. But I can't get any scotch, though. You know, the crowd we'll get don't know nothing about scotch anyway.
What are you talking about, Jimmy? What is your new business?
Well, I've been telling you, it's a joint with a jukebox and a shuffleboard.
You mean a saloon?
What do you think I mean, a sheep ranch?
Oh, Jimmy!
Well, what the heck is the matter with that?
It's just when I thought we were out of trouble for a while, you go into the saloon business, where you'll be your own best customer.
There ain't gonna be any trouble, and I ain't drinking.
Oh, you are so. I can smell liquor on your breath. Jimmy, one day at the stage door, you slapped me in the face. You might just as well do it again. You couldn't hurt me anymore.
I don't want to hurt you, Marge. You know that.
No, you don't want to hurt me. That's all you've done for years. You've been shiftless and worthless, and you haven't tried once to change for the better.
Well, I got a business, haven't I?
Yeah, some business for a weakling like you. Ever since you came to New York, you've been getting mixed up with hoodlums. This will give you a better chance to meet even bigger and better bums.
Oh, listen.
No, you listen to me. You got mixed up with that Duffy gang. You got me kidnapped. You got Myrtle into serious trouble when she tried to help. So it's about time you started acting like a decent human being.
Well, all I'm trying to do is make a living. I don't want no more trouble.
Oh, don't worry. If there's trouble, you'll find it and you'll bring it to us. Now, you listen to me, Jimmy Minner. Myrtle's had enough misery and I don't want you adding any more, you understand?
Don't worry, only I...
Only what?
Well, maybe it'd be better if you didn't say nothing about this to her or to Jack Arnold. And Marge, I wish you wouldn't tell Mom.
Something more to hide from Mother and Dad.
No.
Something more to be ashamed of.
Well, can you beat that? Here a guy tries to go into a legitimate business for himself and gets no encouragement from anybody. A swell sister you are.
there isn't anything I could say to you, Jimmy, that you'd understand. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, Marge, and good luck to you. Crying again. Ball, ball, ball. Well, if that ain't just like a woman, honest, they make me sick.
It looks as though Jimmy hasn't lost any of his ability to seek out troublemaking situations. His new business venture has Margie worried. Are her fears justified? Don't miss the next thrilling chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.